I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Hellfest at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Hellfest is a horror film that's perfect for Halloween. It's about a serial killer on the loose in a haunted theme park. That's it. College kids get killed in a horror-themed park. It's quite simple, and I loved it. So Hellfest has been getting some pretty lousy reviews, and I can understand why. You see, a normal film critic won't quite look at this movie in the correct way. Hellfest is almost like the Scream movies from the late 90s. It's a throwback to the slasher films of yesteryear, and it's supposed to be like an amusement park ride. If you enjoy that kind of thing, then you may enjoy Hellfest. So, our stars here are Amy Forsyth and Rainn Edwards. Amy is more of the main character, but I'll credit them both. These two play Natalie and Brooke. Natalie, at the beginning of the movie, is going to Brooke's presumably college town to visit her friend. Turns out Brooke has managed to secure some tickets to an extremely popular traveling scare park, and so off they go. In tow for the ride are another female and three handsome males. Yep, perfect fodder for a horror flick serial killer. Anyway, our characters get to the theme park, and throughout the movie, Natalie in particular is followed around by a masked man who randomly stabs other people to death as they go farther in. Along the way, some of the male companions of our leads are among those who get killed until ultimately all heck breaks loose. That's Hellfest. Now, what's special about this movie is the horror theme park element. Watching Hellfest is like going through a really cool series of haunted houses. The way this park is set up, you have to go through a haunted tunnel or a house or something to make it deeper in. It's like there are several little general theme park areas all separated by a different haunted attraction. It could be a maze, it could be a ride, it could be one of those haunted houses where the staff is allowed to touch you. So watching Hellfest is like going through a Scream park. It's fun just for that. Meanwhile, we've got our mysterious serial killer running around the place. The hook is that since it's a horror theme park, people see him doing disturbing things, but they think he's part of the show. In fact, our main characters kind of cause one of his victims to get killed when they happen to walk by as he's stabbing her with an ice pick. Natalie and Brooke just stand there and watch while this poor girl gets murdered because they think it's fake. As they go deeper into the park, Natalie starts to notice there is something not right about this particular creepy masked man who she keeps running into. At a certain point, he kills her love interest and makes it obvious he's following her. The problem, of course, is that no one believes her that there really is a killer on the loose. It's part of the show, they keep telling her. Even when security is notified that a guy attacked her in a restroom, they're skeptical. That can be a little frustrating, but at least in this movie, the skeptical character has some kind of a reason to be skeptical. I mean, it's not like one of those haunted house movies where there's a guy who refuses to believe the place is haunted even when he sees stuff just getting thrown around the room by apparently no one. Anyway, the haunted theme park descends into chaos finally when everyone sees that there really is a masked man on the loose. Natalie and Brooke try to flee the place through one final haunted maze. It's a great climax, suspenseful and tight, and a really scary series of scenes. Now, the movie has a divisive ending, but I thought it was great. It ends with us learning a little bit more about our mystery killer, and it's creepy. Very nice touch. Look, Hellfest is exactly what it purports to be. It's an R-rated slasher film set in a horror theme park. College kids get killed, and there's a serial killer in a mask. So much fun for me to see something like this all the way in 2018. It's a horror film that doesn't rely on a ghost, and it's rated R. Speaking of the R rating, there is gore in this film, but they don't go overboard with it. The best gore moment involves a test your strength mallet being used on a guy. It was gruesome, and I actually shouted out, "Oh," when it happened because I was the only one in my theater and could get away with that. There was a smile on my face for a lot of Hellfest once I realized what it is. Admittedly, the characters in Hellfest are nothing special. They're just generic college kids complete with a one who seems to be intentionally annoying. But it doesn't really matter because this film is an homage. It's a throwback to those types of films from the 80s. One complaint I have heard about this movie is that it has a lot of jump scares, and I can tell you that while it technically does have a lot of them, not one actually startled me. The jump scares in Hellfest are all directed at the characters more so than us. And it makes sense. They're going through a bunch of haunted houses. Of course, they're getting jump scared. The thing is that it's they who are getting getting jump scared, and not us. Another thing that I liked about Hellfest was its cinematography. I found this movie to be gorgeous, with beautiful lighting and colors throughout. It's got a distinctive style, and it looks downright beautiful at times. Appropriate, then, that I got a trailer for the remake of Suspiria just before it. Director Gregory Plotkin here doesn't have much experience. He did do a Paranormal Activity movie in 2015 that wasn't very good, but he impresses here. The acting is fine, the killer is creepy, and the movie's not too long. Oh, and Tony Todd, the Candyman himself, makes a cameo. Now, I know many people may dismiss this movie as something that's been done 500,000 times, but I was able to transport myself to a magical place called the 80s, where the films that this film is tipping its hat to actually used to play in theaters with some regularity. If you like slasher flicks and you want some Halloween thrills, check out Hellfest. It's fun nostalgia. I give Hellfest a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.